Good evening, Noel. How are you doing?
How are you doing, nurse?
I'm doing very well. What way could you be? Two Six Nations titles. Great weekend.
Great weekend. I had two Six Nations, one for the women and for the men. I suppose we'll start with the women. I suppose since it's the most recent second title in 3 years, 73 points to 3. I think the winning margin now had to be 26. What a performance, yes. Yesterday.
Oh, it was fantastic, and it was well deserved. It had everything. It was a game that had everything. Yeah, it really looked like a game of women versus girls. Unfortunately, Scotland, they're a very young team. I'm sure they'll learn a lot from yesterday, but Ireland were very clinical and ruthless in their performance and scoring. What a tally of scores, you know, 73-3. It was a phenomenal game.
And of course, even at half time, the gap they needed was achieved. So in the second half, they could just cut loose, and as you said, it looked like women against girls in the game.
Yeah, and they did. They really, you know, they took advantage of that. Neve Briggs opening the score and converting her own try, and she was exceptional on the day. She seemed like she tweaked her knee or something, but she rallied through and scored the majority of her scores against a very swirling, strong breeze. And Alison Miller, the Laois native, what an impressive display of hat-trick. Showed superb running skills and strength, and the use of her feet to get in over the line was exceptional. But right across the board, I mean, the likes of Sophie Spence was running the ball and gaining yards and metres all day. Paula Fitzpatrick put in an exceptional performance. Jenny Murphy, she deserved to get the try in the end. You know, she was doing some textbook tackles all day. You know, you couldn't fault them. They were an exceptional side. In the likes of Aoife Doyle getting her first cap, Shannon Native playing for Shannon Rugby Football Club. You know, it was great. Ireland women's rugby is in a great place. You know, a lot of these girls got their first medal. Some of these girls, it was their second. So it's a great mix of old and new young talent, and it's an exceptional performance.
Now, of course, this game was the last game of the Six Nations, so they knew exactly what they had to do. Of course, France had beaten England the day before, mm-hmm. So as you could say, the pressure was on Ireland, but they dealt with that pressure no problem to them. I mean that was, I think that was probably the most clinical performance of the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose, unlike the men didn't really know. They went out and the final whistle blew and they had to kind of sit there in anguish over the French-England game. Unlike that, the Irish women, they knew exactly what they had to do, and they went about that. You know, they had to beat them by 27 points, and they went out there and did that and did more. So yeah, it was a very clinical performance and a great win.
Now, you mentioned that Irish women's rugby is in a fantastic place. As I said, two titles in 3 years. The last title they won, of course, was part of the Grand Slam with the beat Italy. And of course, this team is building on, of course, this group lost a couple of players after the successful World Cup where they beat New Zealand. It was the semi-finals they got to. So this team, Philip Doyle left a lot of work, good work to Tom Tierney, the coach, and he's put them on to even another level, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. They seem to have built on that performance in the World Cup, you know. They won't be happy with the way that they exited against England. They felt they didn't perform. But like you said, a great standard was set. Philip Doyle, with the likes of Lynn Cantwell and Fiona Coughlin and Grace Davitt, who retired. But they had trained up the young blood coming in. The likes of Jenny Murphy would have played along with them. So, this is it. They look at this team now, have gone on and won a championship and a triple crown, it has to be said as well. So they're building all the time for what will be a very successful World Cup campaign in a couple of years as well, it has to be said.
And of course, the game before this, I didn't get a chance to talk to you there last week, nurse, but they had a very fine performance against Wales, which is 20 points to nil as well in Wales. And then this team is putting up some very very good scores, and this 73 points, you know, is no fluke.
Yeah, no, absolutely, very decisive wins. And, you know, Wales, every time Ireland beats them or come against them, be it in a friendly or in a championship game, they beat them. And, you know, Wales were coming off the back of having beaten the World Cup champions, England, and, you know, all the media were talking about Wales, and they weren't really giving Ireland a chance. Of course, Ireland had that unlucky loss to France at home in Ashburn, but look, all credit to them. They went over there into Wales' backyard and got a very decisive win and kept Wales scoreless. So, yeah, they seem to have a very good mindset, and they don't get carried away with, I suppose, maybe they're lucky in that sense. It's awful to say it, but they don't have the media behind them as often as we'd like. But they do. They seem to keep the head, keep it very professional, and go out there and get the job done. So, yeah, I'm delighted for them.
As you said, they sometimes don't have the media behind them, but the game was televised yesterday. I suppose that's an improvement on the coverage at the gate. And just to confirm that they would have done point difference. Of course, France had won four mm-hmm. games as well. And of course, you know, I suppose a bit of regret now. I suppose, well, look, they have a championship. Look at the champions. There's no point in looking back. But a little bit of regret they didn't get the Grand Slam, that defeat to France. You know, there could have been a Grand Slam yesterday as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and I suppose it will stay with them. And that was a game. I was just listening to it on the radio, but you felt in the dying minutes of that game, they had a chance to seize victory at home in Ashburn in front of a full crowd, and they will probably be very disappointed with that. But look, like you said, no point taken from them. They had a very successful campaign, and no doubt they're celebrating deservedly so.
Now, on to the men's game. It's been dubbed a superstar, and I suppose you could say that, you know, what a performance from even Wales, Ireland, England and France. I mean, the Welsh performance, I suppose we'll take it game by game now. I suppose the Welsh game, it set it all up, really. They were only a point ahead of Italy at half-time, and they just came out, and they absolutely went for it. George Norton, yeah, hat-trick of tries, and he hadn't scored a try before this.
Yeah, this is it. Like, you know, it was such a funny championship overall, because, I mean, the first four rounds of the championship, we were absolutely starved of tries. And Wales, yeah, I was delighted, actually, because, you know, Gatland, I don't know what his game plan is, but it seems to have been defined, be it in the autumn championship and now in this Six Nations campaign. It seems to be defined by this aimless kicking. It's not even territorial tactical kicking of the likes of Conor Murray or Johnny Sexton. It just seems to be this up and under, and sometimes, yes, it works for Lee Haspany, Dan Biggar, it can go when it goes their way, fair enough, but I mean, to watch it just looks aimless. And I'm so glad that they went out there and just started playing rugby and running the ball and throwing it around. And George North, of course, you know, he's a strong physical force, but he can run, and give him the ball and he will exploit you. And they did. They went on a scoring spree, and I think the pressure was kind of off insofar as, you know, they just had to go out there and tally a score. And you know, they went out and scored 60 points, and it still wasn't enough, you know, which is crazy, taking it as a standalone game. Italy were, you know, happy enough with their performance, you know, especially the Leonardo Sarto try could have upset the whole the Irish win, but yeah, they were a lot more convincing as well, with some of their own tries getting over the line as well, which is always good to see. But it was an epic game, but it was only a starter for the rest of the Saturday's matches.
As you said, nervous as I started, Wales showed down the gauntlet to Ireland. There were 61-20 points win over mm-hmm. over Italy. I mean, Paul O'Connell, four men straight in, no missing, just took the ball, took the responsibility and got that try. And of course, I was really impressed with Ireland. As you said, we have been winning games, I suppose. The way the rugby has gone, has been, as people have been saying, a game for blues. It's just go through the man rather than find the space. But I have to say, I was impressed with Ireland's performance against Scotland. I mean, Sean O'Brien, Peter O'Mahony, they really stood up. And Sean O'Brien's two tries, I mean, what a performance from Sean O'Brien.
Oh, it was fantastic. Like you said, O'Connell coming out, showing his leadership, seeing the space. I mean, he was probably thinking to himself, oh my God, it's too easy, you know, exploit the space and straight over. But yeah, Sean O'Brien, I mean, he must have been, I think he was taking out all his frustration of his injury woes, especially having to limp off the Italian match just before the start of the Italian game and the opening game of the campaign. He definitely made up for lost time. He was phenomenal. He gained over a total of something like, I was reading the stats today, 76 metres. But, I mean, his tries were phenomenal. But just what he brings to a game, he really sums up